Believe it or not, it's time to head to the polls once again. Andrew Greenstein reports.
The drama has left this race along with Bill Cassidy.
ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says because of that lack of drama, many voters may not realize that early voting in the U.S. Senate runoffs begins today.
I kind of doubt that they do know there's an election coming up, and I expect the turnout to be very low as a result of that.
Cross says that lack of drama can also be attributed to the fact that the results are really not in doubt, including in the November general election.
Without an issue, without a well-known candidate, without the money, not much is happening on the Democratic side.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The U.S. men's soccer team begins play tonight in the World Cup as they face Paraguay. The United States will face Australia and Turkey later this month in group play. Paul Boron, who does reporting for the Louisiana Soccer Association, says the Americans could certainly score, but there's questions on defense.
I think they're a good team, and I think a run to the round of 16 and maybe the quarterfinals is a possibility.
USA's matchup with Paraguay is at 8 p.m. in Los Angeles. A second baseman who has played four seasons at Florida is committed to LSU. Cade Curlin was a freshman All-American in 2023 when he hit 17 home runs, hit 14 home runs his sophomore campaign, but the last two seasons, he's been limited by injuries. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.